Hi there, Diego. Diego, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of how the service works, what's included, answer any questions you have. And then also, since the company itself is officially new, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. How's your day going so far, by the way?
All right, I'm doing well, Paul. Thank you. By the way, my name's Diego.
Diego. Well, it's a pleasure speaking with you, sir. And I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure you're familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up when someone does a keyword search, right?
Right.
Perfect. I mean, you know, obviously it's kind of where we all go, Diego, as a consumer when we need something but don't really know who to call. And especially for you, that's kind of the power of this particular listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company, but they'll go online looking for doors or decks or trim work or finish work, carpenter near me, whatever they type in, your business will pop up as one of those top options. Of course, when you're on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, you'll get calls. You'll get calls directly to you. So it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads. You're chasing those leads down. You'll just get calls from people who need your services. You'll be one of those options in that exact moment that they're doing that search. Now, Tara normally does attach websites, if there is one. Is there not currently a website for your business?
Actually being currently built right now as we speak. So it's all kind of coming together.
Yeah, perfect timing, right? I mean, obviously with the construction of a website, you understand the importance of having people see your work, know you do what they're looking for. A website, of course, so only works when people see it. And since most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a search, most websites are never seen by their intended audience. So it would be our job to make it easy for people to find that website. We'll actually link the website to the directories and submissions that Google looks for, that the search engines actually search for when someone does that type of search. So you'll have like a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, dozens of directories known to the public and unknown. They are all important to Google, and they all, like a website, talk about your services and service area, kind of reassure and convince Google that if someone were to call you, you'd be able to provide that service. Now, Diego, how soon before you think that website would be completed?
Well, I still need to speak to my secretary about it there, but more than likely by the end of this week, if not early
next week. Okay. Perfect. I was going to say, if it was 2 to 3 weeks out or a month out, we might do a landing page in the meantime just for something for people to see. But if it's going to be done this week or next, that's actually perfect timing. We're not like a lead-based service, so there's not already a backlog of leads that we're going to send you tomorrow. We are going to create that content, though, and make sure that you do pop up when people search for your services. Now, are you doing any commercial work, or is it strictly residential?
Currently, it's residential, but I do intend to open up a commercial pretty soon.
Perfect. Yeah. When that changes, just let us know. We are going to do very targeted marketing. In fact, I would also suggest we include a social media campaign here, paid Facebook ads. That does allow us to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And at 20 or 22 cents per click, it's a very affordable way to ensure that you're getting calls not only from people that are actively searching for a carpenter, but also for people who need your services in your service area. And, of course, no matter what, we can always update content, make changes when you are ready to do more commercial work at that point. Now, it is a month-to-month service on our end, so, of course, that means our job is to get your phone ringing early, keep it ringing often, and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, you qualify for the reduced pricing, and the new business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to ever balloon up on you later on. It really kind of amounts to more of like an assistance program, just to make it affordable for younger companies, because we do know that while there are no long-term contracts, Diego, our clients do end up keeping the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So certainly your success is our success, and we want to make it as affordable for you as we can. So that new business rate actually does save you a little bit over 50% off the cost of the service each and every single month. So you would save $300, and it would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. That $299 is the exact amount. It is a flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. And that $299 does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. So at 20 or 22 cents a click, $100 is about 400 clicks in a month from people that might need your services. Of course, Facebook works differently than Google and Bing. Google and Bing, someone is actively typing something into their smartphone or their computer. They're looking for something. People on Facebook, maybe they're just looking for something to look at, something to help them pass the time. But when they see your ads, they click on it. It will go to the website that you're having built and will be completed soon. From there, they pick up the phone and they call you. So it's a great way, like I said, to make sure that you're getting calls from people in your service area. It is included in that flat rate. So it is just the $299. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still just that flat rate. Now, I'm sure, Diego, you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's month to month, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yes, of course. So I got a few questions for you here. What's your company called here that you guys have?
Yeah, let me send you a link to our pricing page. The name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you a link to the pricing page off of that website, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It is an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a smartphone text message, so you should see that as a text message coming to you in just a second here. We have been around since 2004, so we'll be celebrating our 19th anniversary just a little bit later on this year. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up?
Sure, yep.
Perfect. Now, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. So you'll be able to see, you know, the clicks you're getting, the keywords you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. You can also kind of manage your online reputation. You can monitor your reviews right from your tracking system, and you'll have reviews, not just on Google and Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, Superpages. We are creating dozens of directories, and most of them will allow someone to write a review. So wherever they originally populate, they do repopulate on your tracking system, so you can request reviews, respond to reviews. If you like, you can have us respond to your reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, almost 19 years already. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is month to month, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. But our clients do love the service because it's profitable. And if it makes dollars, it makes sense. Now, about halfway down, it says Google Ads Partner. And just below it, it's got a little box. It's got the Google G on it. It says Google Partner. Diego, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us by Google. So you can click right on it. If you click on that box, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they do share those changes with us, so we can make sure that you always have the right content to be on that first page. Now, just below that is where it says SEO packages. Now, if you're going to tell me you're going 50 miles or 100 miles, I'd be talking about the packages on the right-hand side, but the Platinum package, that would be perfect for you. You are keeping it pretty close to home, but this is going to make sure that you get your phone ringing, make sure that you stand out amongst your competitors. It is listed on the website at $599 a month. Like I said, it actually cut that rate in half, dropped that down to $299. Now, one thing that Tara attached here, was an Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That, of course, is a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I'm currently paying for leads at the moment, yes.
Okay, and Diego, have you had it long enough to get leads, follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you, more or less?
This one, so usually I get my lead by word of mouth, and it's very successful off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I just started that maybe this month.
Okay,
and that's
gotcha.
Pretty well here.
Sure.
I have another question. How much time do I have to actually respond to you on this here? Because I would really want
gotcha.
To site up before I even have that. I would like to come correct before I actually come at all, if that makes sense. But
it
I
does
do
make
intend
sense.
I do intend to have something like this because, honestly, this is something that I'm actually looking for as well to market myself and my company
sure.
as.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
This is actually, I'm very grateful that you guys even called because
this is actually Yeah, I definitely want to address that question. First of all, the reason that I brought up the Angies or the Home Advisor, although we have nothing at all to do with them or with their business model of selling leads to businesses and their competitors, there's a promo code in our system. Where is that promo code? Oh, there it is. So there's a promo code that I'm going to apply here, and it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. What it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. As you can see, that all of our packages have a $299 setup fee normally. I might take 20 or 30% off of it, but I do know from speaking with other businesses that usually you spend almost $300 with Angie's just to sign up with them, and then you pay for the leads on top of that. I'd be happy to take $200 off of that setup fee and just a one-time setup fee of $99. As far as the availability of this position, it did just become available, and as a Google partner, when positions become available, it's our job to find just one company to work with, one business per area and industry. That's strict Google guidelines. Of course, that ensures that you get the best return on investment. Now, as far as the website goes, you said it's going to be done in a week, maybe two. It's going to take us maybe 5 to 10 business days just to get your Google PIN verified. Usually, unless we can get them to do a video verification, which they sometimes will do. They do prefer, though, the U.S. Postal Service. They want to mail something to you, although it is a service-based business and Google's not expecting to list your physical address. They do want to make sure that you actually receive mail in the area. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. And when we're talking about the local map listing, they do want to make sure that businesses are indeed local. So it would take about 2 weeks or so to get everything in place, to get your phone ringing, to have your Facebook ads. They want us to say 7 to 10 business days. It's usually 7 days or less. So if your website's going to be done this week or early next week, it's actually perfect timing to get this going for you and for your business.
Okay. This is, yes, I have to do a little research before I pursue this. To be honest with you, I am very intrigued, but I need to make sure this is the direction I want to go in.
Sure. So let me get, if I can, an email address for you, and then I'll get some information out to you, give you the opportunity to take a look at that, more information than I was able to send through that link. Now, is your main question, like, kind of the direction you want to take your company, how much work you can handle, or is the budget a concern for you?
No, not, well, definitely not the budget, but it's the fact that I have a ton of work already. And,
right.
I need to make sure that I am starting to hire the right people. So
okay.
There's more to think about in its entirety. I am pretty much at 90% work load, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. So I need to expand just a little bit more. I feel like I'm getting a good amount of work as we speak, but this right here would actually help me a lot more, and that would actually give me like 3 times multiplier to expand and become even bigger, and it feels like the right direction, to be honest with you, but there's part of me that says
to think about it, and I need to sleep on it, and then I need to come back to it.
Well, I mean, if it is something that you see a value in, I mean, obviously, whether you can, you know, scale up the business now or next month, or even if it's months down the road, I mean, keep in mind, this is designed for small businesses. You know, in fact, Google does have a division that does provide this service and makes these types of phone calls and deals with nationwide chains. But about 8 years ago, to get small and medium-sized businesses a higher return on their online marketing, Google did start a partnership program, partnering up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies. We were one of the very first companies to join that partnership. Like I said, we'd already been in business about a dozen years at that point, with a proven track record of success for our clients. But it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on. And unlike something like Angie Leads, where you do have to pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, with this, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. And I mean, to be honest, Diego, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable with a service like this. At $299, even one job would easily offset the cost of the service and, you know, have you profitable doing that. And if you can take on even a little bit more work here and there, even with your current workforce, one extra job a week is going to easily not just offset the cost of the service, but have it be profitable. You've already got the website in the works, and I think it's because you want people to see you online and pick up the phone and call you. So maybe you're not quite ready to you know, expand exponentially, but I think that's kind of part of your business model right now. Hire the right types of people and start taking on more jobs. Being that we are calling through the area right now, rather than have you sleep on it and maybe give us the time and the rest of this day to maybe fill it with one of your competitors, I'd like to offer you, if I can get it approved, that is what we call a friends and family rate. Now, it's normally reserved for friends and family of employees here, but I know for various reasons my supervisor's been making the exception for some of the other pricing directors. And I know you didn't say, in fact, you said it wasn't the money, but the return on investment is always the most important part of any advertising equation, the ROI. As long as you're getting a couple of jobs here and there, and that's why I'm doing it. If you can only take on a couple of jobs here and there, then obviously if I make it more affordable for you to get those jobs, your return is even higher, even though the cost wasn't your concern. The friends and family rate is just $249 for the same package that we're talking about here. Nothing changes, just reduces the cost of your service. It'd save you $600 a year if you wanted to do that, even lower than our new business rate. If I could get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate and drop that reduced price even more to just $249, it would stay that way. You know, it wouldn't just be for the first month. It would be for as long as you use the service. It would be $249, not the new business rate of $299. But being that we're trying to fill this position now, would that be something that you would want for your business if I can get that approved?
Plus the $99, you say? So it'll be $249.99.
Yes, it'd be $348 for the first month, and then $249 every month after that.
Can I have maybe 5 minutes, and then yes, if you can get that approved, and if I can think about this for like a good 2-3 minutes, I can put you on hold.
Let me message my supervisor now, and I'll tell him why. I'll just let them know, you know, you're a young company. I'll also tell them that you're using Angie's. I'm not going to, you know, tell them what your experience is, but he already knows that that can be a very expensive service, so that might be enough for him to approve it. I'll also tell him you've got a website in the works, so we're not building one here. And I'll know in just a minute or so. He's usually pretty quick to respond, but I'm sending that message out to him right now.
All right, give me 2-3 minutes, and then
sure.
I'll come back to you. I'm not going to hang up or anything, but give me two or three minutes here.
I appreciate
right, thank
that. Thank you,
you
Diego. Yep, I am here.
Ah, very cool. What's the word here, boss?
Oh, yeah. Let me just read it. I just read it. He just sent it to me a second ago. It's kind of funny, so I do want to read it. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one using Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 moving forward. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. And then it says, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and it's probably pretty true. I try to not usually go below the new business rate. It is already below our operating cost. The reason it's $599 with a $299 setup fee, that's about what we'll spend, maybe a little less since we're not building that website out for you. But, I mean, at $249 especially, we're not breaking even on this first or second month. We have to earn your business to keep you a satisfied client, but your success is our success, and my supervisor sees the wisdom in my request. I've actually been with the company myself for what was going to be 10 and a half years on the 14th of next month. But yeah, I'm glad he's approving that friends and family rate. So that's going to save you $600 a year if you keep the service that long. It's going to be exactly $249. It will never go up. Even when you're hiring more guys, growing your crew, expanding your business, you're still going to be looking at exactly $249.
All right. Well, let's try it.
Okay. I did want to make sure that we brand the business correctly. The Angie's has it listed as an LLC. Now, it's your preference if you include the LLC or not, but we do want it to be consistent across the board. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name? Is it on the website, for example?
Yes, it will be on the website, of course, yes.
It is. Okay. And the and is actually the word A-N-D spelled out, right? Not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and?
Yes, it's written out, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, Diego, I'm guessing Carrillo is your last name then?
Yes.
I never do want to assume, but in this case, I thought I would take a shot at it. And then when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on, is this the business number? Is this the number you want your customers to call, the 630-806-4750?
Right now, yes. I'm going to have to get a second phone because this phone's already ringing too much.
Gotcha.
But yes, for right now, it will be the phone number.
Let us know when that changes. We'll change it.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And then I know that you can receive a text message on that number. Now, like I said, you're just going to get direct phone calls, and if it becomes a different number, we'll change it. But for now, your customers will be calling that 4750 number. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Now, Diego, when we contact you, though, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text. The best way to
I was going to guess. I mean, far and away, text is the most common response to that question for service-based businesses when you are going out to the customer. And, of course, you are service-based, right? The address on the Home Advisor, though, that must be your home address then, the 1608 Southampton Drive?
Yes, that is actually a home address, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Google doesn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days, and they don't expect you to have a showroom or brick-and-mortar location since customers don't come to you. And then what is a good email address, Diego, either for you or for the business itself?
It's going to change pretty soon, actually in the next couple of days, but right now you can go for Diego. _7@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. And again, when that changes, just let us know so we can update our records. And like I said, most of the time we're just going to be text messaging you for the information. One thing that I do need to do would be to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. So maybe tomorrow you'll spend about a half an hour with one of our client interview technicians to talk to you about all of the different services you want to be found for. We'll go over and generate a keyword list of what people might type in. You'll have the final say, so you can add to it or say, you know, I don't like that one. And we can always update that as well. We'll talk to you about your service area. where you want to be found. If there's specific places where you don't want to go, we'll make sure that you're not being found there either. We wouldn't want you to get calls from people where you don't want to travel or for services you don't want to or can't provide. We'll also want to talk to you, of course, about like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. And in a second here, I'll also read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the service itself as well as the setup fee, that we're including the Facebook ads, etc. Before I do get to that voice verification, Diego, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
This one will be a Visa, yes.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
This one will have my name, yes.
Just first and last or any middle initial?
First and last only.
First and last, okay. And then you said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, so 4833-1300-5645-1388.
And the expiration month and year?
08 of 2027,
and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
531.
So I have 531-531, and then August or 08 of 2027 for the expiration date. There was just a little bit of static in that second set of numbers, so let me just read that back to you. I have 4833, and then was it 1300?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was 3 or a 2, just a little static right there at that moment. And then it's 5645-1388.
Yes.
Does that fill at the home address, the 1608 Southampton Drive, 60506?
Yes, that would be that one.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email, or I guess a minute after I do the voice verification. That's actually required before I do process that payment. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you the client support phone number and hours of operation now, but you will get it by email. Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Diego, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will, like I said, receive all of that information by way of email about a minute after I read the voice verification. Again, the voice verification is required. It's recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Diego, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Carrillo and Sons Construction, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that, with A and D spelled out. And then, Mr. Carrillo, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Diego Carrillo, CEO.
Okay. And Diego, as the CEO of Carrillo and Sons Construction LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information you did just provide, that Visa card in your name, you are, of course, then authorized as a user on that account?
Yes.
of course. Diego, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Diego, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Perfect, of course. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Diego, that's fair enough, right?
That's correct, yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost of the service, the friends and family rate, the reduced setup fee, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 26th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month at the further reduced rate of exactly $249.00. Officially, our friends and family rate, that $249 will never go up on you. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we are also including the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included as well. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. Of course, no contract, and that does mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can actually discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service, Diego, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Diego, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have that client support information that I've already given you. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We ask for a one-hour window, but the call itself really only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We do schedule by the hour, with the first available being at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Looks like we're booked out for the very last one. So the last one for tomorrow would be 4 o'clock, but just about every hour in between. Did you want something morning, early afternoon, or as late as 4?
I'm booked in the morning, and then booked around 4 o'clock. That work. Probably
somewhere in the middle then.
2 o'clock-ish, 2:30, would that work?
Let me just check real quick. Yeah, we could do 2, and it would probably be, you know, like 2:15, something like that. Oh, actually, wait, 2 o'clock is their lunch hour. So we could do 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Let's do 3 o'clock.
3? Okay. So we'll schedule it from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Like I said, the call will get you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I don't know if it's going to be right at 3, 305, 310, but if I am already on a call when they call you, they'll just call you on their own. They'll have your file, and they'll take very good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I wanted to set up a little bit of extra security here for your account, just a question and answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with your business, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. And even more importantly, Diego, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash even, they will need to know, first of all, my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Go with first pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
It's Oliver, but with a B. O-L-I-D-E-R.
Okay. I'll have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now? It looks like it also – oh, it has not yet. The welcome email is still pending, but you should get that in just a minute here. So you did just receive the only one, which I'm glad, because it's the only one we want you to look at right now. Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on that, it goes to the Local Splash terms of experience. Now, this is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So it starts talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yep, I see it. Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, Google's our main focus, as it is pretty much everyone's main focus, but it's almost 1 out of 10 on average in the area and industry. It's about 1 out of 10 that will use Bing instead of Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphones. Smartphones, tablets, laptops, PCs, Google or Bing, we want you to get all of those phone calls and opportunities, so we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. We are doing the Google or the Google optimization. We're doing the Facebook ads as well. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. If you click on that box, and then just below the line, that long box that says click here, and that's where you type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. If you type it in, just be careful to make sure that it is case sensitive. So to the DNC are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you have your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Diego, that does actually a few things. It does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of both the setup fee as well as the subscription. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I just got a quick question here. It says right here that the total cost is $398. I thought you said $348.
Ooh, let me fix that. I wonder why it did that. Okay, so let me just fix that. Yeah, so we're going to change that. Let me send a message real quick. So we can fix that. Actually, the friends and family rate, although it was approved, it needs to be adjusted still.
Okay.
So let me fix that here. And if we have to, we can. Looks like it actually.
Would it be easier if I accept this, but then the next one I get a, I don't know.
Yeah, you can do that, and I'm gonna send you a new invoice. And then I'll get you your username.
Okay.
So what I'm doing, and I know that it's almost that last minute where we're actually able to avoid the initial transaction and reprocess it, and I apologize. It looks like it did process for the $299 with the setup fee and not the $249. So if I'm not able to avoid that transaction, we'll refund you $50. It's going to show up as a pending transaction by the end of the day, and then maybe 24 hours, 48 hours, you'll see it as a as returned back to the card that we have on file. And I'm also going to send you a future invoice for $249, not a bill, just so you can see that future billing is $249 and not $299 as was generated. I apologize for
that. Okay, yeah, that works.
Like I said, we have to do quite a bit of adjustments here for the friends and family rate, and it looks like those adjustments were not made. So, yeah, I'm just messaging the finance department right now to see if they could actually still void that, but if not, then like I said, we'll just process that refund.
It does seem like, yeah, I did charge my card, but I'm fine with the fund later.
It actually looks like, and it looks like the finance department did void that transaction. So you'll see that then as a pending refund in the total amount of $398, and then we're going to process the $348 instead. So instead of a pending transaction of a refund of $250, it's just going to fall off by the end of the day, that $398.
Oh, I see it already. It's already pending. Yep.
Gotcha. Perfect. Okay. So, now, if you can bear with me, and I apologize, but I'm going to take just a second here to regenerate the $249 with that setup fee. And that way it's gonna regenerate an entirely new terms and conditions with the updated future pricing on there.
Sure.
So that one has been reissued, regenerated. I can get you a confirmation email or email it out to you if you like, but that was processed in the correct amount, which means that you should receive and see a new terms and conditions there.
Okay.
Yeah, the payment generates a new one. So you got the old one. We need to look at the new one here. Let me just make sure everything's been fixed. Yeah. Yep, everything's fixed. $149. It reduces the cost of the local bundle. Still the $100 of Facebook ads, so that part doesn't change. And then, yeah, moving forward. Yep, that looks correct. So again, $249 moving forward on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. So then I just sign here?
Yeah. First name, last name, DNC capitalized, and then once you click confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
What would be the username?
I can give you the username. That has already been assigned. The password,
okay,
though, has not been assigned. In fact, you can stop there. You don't have to go that next step. In fact, if you did now, I think it would give you an error message that your tracking system isn't activated yet. The automated system thinks both that you're trying to access the tracking system and that it's already up, but it's not. We have to do your interview first, and then in the next day or so, you'll get by text and email the default password that you can use in conjunction with the username I'll give you right now. You can change the password once you log into your account. Some people never do. The password can be changed. The username cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it is easy to remember. It's your phone number. Area code is included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 630-806-4750. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your username or your phone number. They are basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. If you want to jot it down now, although they'll give it to you again in the client interview tomorrow at 3 o'clock, photos, photos, photos@localsplash.com. If you ever need to email us photos that we can add to directories and your Google listing and things like that, you can always email the photos team directly. Or like I said, that support email is just fine. So you should have also received by now, well, you've got the old invoice, you've got the new invoice, you've got the welcome email with the client support phone number, and the other email that was sent out to you. And it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, just want to walk you through it real quick just so you have kind of a heads up. The process of being listed on that first page of Google has, thankfully, I think, become a little bit more comprehensive, meaning that Google is being a little bit more diligent in making sure that the businesses that are on the first page are, in fact, actual, local, reputable companies that will provide that service, do a fine job, that type of thing. So they want you to make sure that, you know, that you are an actual business. So there's a link here that you can send. It doesn't have to be everything on here, but as much as you can send, any pictures of tools and equipment that you use, your service vehicle, any business card. Your workplace, obviously, is where you do the work, that person's residence. But any place where you keep your tools outside of the truck or even just a close-up of the toolbox in the truck, that's fine, too, for your workplace. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes, it is licensed and in the process of being reinsured right now, yes.
Okay, perfect. So any information that you can send, like I said, just you can use the link and send that to us. A lot of it's just for us to have and for Google to have. It's not going to be available for anyone to see, of course, but it is just to make sure that everything is Google compliant. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. If I am available around 3:05 when they call you tomorrow, I'd be happy to speak with you for sure. You've been real patient. You've been real kind. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't always get all of that. In fact, a lot of the times I get none of that. So it's nice to be speaking with someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope I have been of theirs. And you certainly were that, and I appreciate that, Diego. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Take it easy.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you as well. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
All right, Paul. Catch you later.
Thank you, Diego. Take care. Bye now.